Accession number 31448, Mr. Roy Jones, Reel 15. Now, how did you, you'd been demobilised. How did you get back into civilian life then? You'd been in for a fair while.
A fair while, yeah. I came home and had already, while I was in, arranged for an interview at Port Sunlight, the soap manufacturers just up the road here. So when I came home, the following day, I went up for an interview. I think I came home on the Tuesday, I think. I went for an interview on the Wednesday, got the job, and I started work on the Thursday.
What as?
Production worker.
So just on the on the factory floor?
Yeah. Which I found a bit hard settling down.
Did you have problems settling to civilian life?
The only thing I had settling down problems with was... being indoors all the time, but being married and having a young daughter, I thought myself, well, you've got to do it, you can't do anything else. So I just knuckled down and got things done. And you know, we never had a lot of money, because you didn't come out with much in them days. But then they stuck us on 12 hour days and 12 hour nights for, oh, it must have been about 6 months, and I really lost weight and what have you, but in the end I got used to it.
Was that what you did for the rest of, I mean, where did you, was that your career?
That was it then.
You worked in the soap.
I worked there for 36 years, and I finished up as assistant manager.
So you did very well.
So
did you think your Royal Marines
that helped
valuable?
A lot. But as I said when I began the interview, that what that headmaster said to me, you'll never amount to anything. Which I mentioned on tape at the beginning. He said to me, you'll never amount to anything, Jones. I only wish that fella could be alive today. Because I don't think that I've done that badly, really.
And what about the Belfast now? Because you're a member of the association. What does that mean to you, the association?
It means an awful lot to me, Belfast. Why? Because I enjoyed my life so much when I was aboard there. I met so many great, great friends. And she was such a happy ship. And she really was. And I'm only thrilled to bits that she's still where she is now.
What do you think of the state she's in and the way the museum are looking after her?
I think a bit more could be done, but it's all about money, isn't it? As I said, I think they've taken too much off her. They've taken too much off the upper. The bridge, you go on the bridge now, there's not a thing there. There's not a thing on the bridge, and I think they've taken too much off.
What do you mean? What have they taken off?
They've taken materials like phones and dials and what have you, all the equipment that they had on the bridge, which I don't think would have done any harm, even if it just lies there dormant. At least people can see what the bridge looked like. The superstructure, they took a lot of that down. Okay, maybe for safety. But I think they've spoiled it in many ways by doing that.
Thank you very much.